So the second laureate defended his PhD also from a Paris-based university, this time at Paris Dauphine, under the directorship of the supervision of Gilles Chemla, his professor at Imperial College and director of research at CNRS. So please welcome the second laureate, Peter Pontouche, for his PhD with a French title, Explication des rendements espérés des actions à partir de la finance d'entreprise. I'm sure you will give an English translation and an explanation of what you did.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you very much for this opportunity to thank, first of all, Thomas Among de France, as well as ISO, for this prize. So the English title of my work is Corporate Finance Explanations of Expected Stock Returns. And although it's a completely different topic, maybe, compared to the laureate, I think still have a very common element in our work, in the sense that we both look at financial frictions as well as proper labor market frictions, although with a completely different methodology. The main idea of the thesis is to try to come up with new mechanisms at the firm level that affect firm risk, firm performance, and firm level returns. And so, I studied two main mechanisms in this dissertation. The first is an interaction between financing frictions, as I said, and product market quantification. The implicit idea is to say that these two separate factors are not only affecting firm level risk marginally, but there's an interaction. And I confirm that this interaction is indeed very strong, and is affecting both firm level risk and is not completely priced if you look at stock returns. So it's something that affects risk but does not have the expected counterpart in terms of higher stock returns. The second mechanism that I studied in my work is from the labor market world, and it's I try to look at differences in terms of technology in firms, firms that use more labor as opposed to capital. How is their risk profile different? Are they more risky? And is this additional risk priced? And I again show that this is an important factor, at least if you look at the small and medium sized part of the corporate universe. So labor intensive firms in the small and medium sized universe tend to be riskier in terms of cash flows and also tend to earn a higher risk premium. So I would also like to thank at this point, first of all, to my advisor, Gilles Chemla, who did a tremendous work in terms of coaching me and also giving me the big picture, or helping me with creating the big picture, and also from a human perspective, and also a special thanks to Olivier, who was a very kind invited professor when I spent a year at the University of Maryland. So thank you once again, everyone.
So congratulations.